Good afternoon. It's Grant Demme here for 88.1 MyFM, and we're back with our weekly conversation with the Southeast Health Unit. Joining us today, as always, it's Dr. Lena Lee, the Deputy Medical Officer of Health, as well as Sarah Burris, the Senior Public Health Inspector at the Health Unit. We're talking beach testing today. So thank you so much for joining us, you two. Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about the role the Health Unit plays in testing water at the beaches for the summer?
Yeah, so the Health Unit does weekly testing for bacteria at certain beaches over the summer. And the specific beaches that we test are listed on our website. The list is too long for me to list here. Certainly we have the information on our website, and the results of the testing does appear on our website as well as our social media starting this Friday. So that's June 27th, and will be posted on Fridays until the end of August. And this is the people familiar, the routine thing that we do every year. And so this is very much in keeping with our usual way of doing things. In terms of the reason we test, we know that high levels of bacteria such as E. coli can be present in beach water and can increase a swimmer's risk of developing infections or irritation of the skin, ear, eye, and nose, and possibly also stomach illness as well if you are swallowing water, especially young kids. And so the beach water testing is one way that people can use to just understand their risk. I really want to emphasize that the beach testing is only done once a week, and it's only a single point of time. And by the time, so we do the testing, and by the time we get the test results, it's usually a day or even sometimes a little bit more between when we did the testing and when we actually get the results. And we know that water conditions actually change day by day, and sometimes even hour to hour in our beaches. And so I really, really want to emphasize that this information, the beach water testing that the Health Unit does, is just one of many other things that people need to consider when they look at whether or not to go to a given beach. You know, the water conditions having changed means that sometimes the result that we get in the sort of highest health risk situation is to say that there's no substantial risk of bacteria on that beach. But then actually the people who are in the water on that given day or week at some time after we've done that testing and gotten the results, and actually there is a bacterial load in the beach and there is some risk to health. But of course, because our test is a single point in time and we only do that weekly, it's really not the only thing that people need to be looking at. So other things that people can look at we'll cover in a bit, but I really want to emphasize that the purpose of the Health Unit beach water testing is really to give people a general sense of what are seasons that are higher risk, and to give sort of an overall impression of risk sort of over the course of weeks to months. But the moment-to-moment experience of the risk of the beach is when you're at the beach, right? So it's not a weeks-to-month situation. So this is, again, just one of many things that people should be looking at.
And I know another thing you wanted to highlight, Dr. Lee, is blue-green algae that we're seeing in our area. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what to look out for?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier that we do bacterial testing for beaches. So blue-green algae is something different. They are not bacteria, they are algae. And so the bacterial testing actually makes absolutely no comment on the blue-green algae. They are a tiny plant like organism. They're often found in ponds, rivers, lakes, and streams. Blooms can appear usually in late summer and early fall, especially where the water is shallow and slow moving, and where the water is warm. However, blooms can be found in deeper and cooler water and in different times of the year as well. So even now, sort of whenever the water and the weather are in a set of circumstances that that is warm enough for the blue-green algae to bloom, then that's certainly Something that can happen. They can cause skin rashes if you come in contact with it, just from like your skin coming in contact ish with it. It can cause stomach issues if you drink it. And in certain circumstances, the blue-green algae can harbor a toxin that can be neurotoxic as well. So it can harm your nerves as well. Keeping in mind as well that they can be toxic to pets. So these blue-green algae blooms can range from green, blue, even red or yellow. They can be cloudy, foamy, soapy. They can look like a film on the water. They can smell, but not always. And I should say, actually, while I'm speaking of sort of how you can sense things on the water, blue-green algae, typically you can really see. And so if the water is looking not great, and the same thing about the bacteria, right? Like, use your senses. If things are looking not great, notwithstanding what the health unit posts or what may be posted at the beach, just sort of use your own best judgment as well as to whether the beach is a good place to be going. And keeping in mind also, it's not just beaches for these. It can be other recreational water that are sort of in the lake or the stream or the ponds.
And Sarah, we'll bring you in now. I know Dr. Lee mentioned a number of times that the testing, is just a bit of a snapshot of the current time, but it can change over the course of a couple of days. So for people who want to use the beach and swim in the water, what should they look out for before they head in?
Yes, absolutely. So the beach testing is just one piece to the puzzle. We want people to have the skills and knowledge to do their assessment before they go in the water every single time they're at the beach. So we want them to look at things like, is the wa water cloudy? So cloudy water could be caused by high winds, could be caused by waves, could be caused by heavy rainfall the night before. But if it's cloudy, that could be an indication that there are higher levels of bacteria that may pose a risk to the health and safety of bathers. Shallow water, sheltered warm water, likely also going to contain higher levels of bacteria. So you might want to avoid those places and look for somewhere that's deeper and cooler for swimming. If there's a large number of birds or geese or bird poop on or near the beach, that could be another indication that you might want to find another swimming spot for the day, as those things can contaminate E. coli into the water as well. Smell of the water too, so if it's stagnant or smells off, could be another indication that there's higher levels of bacteria. And then surface water. So just in surface water in general, open to the environment, the water quality does change over time, but we do expect there to be some level of bacteria pretty much at all times. And once again, just to stress the heavy rainfalls that can push things into our lakes, rivers, and streams. Faulty or overworked septic systems could be another issue. Agricultural runoff, any sewage treatment plant bypasses that are nearby to our beaches as well could impact bather safety.
And I imagine it's sort of the same rule of thumb, all the advice you just mentioned about areas that aren't tested by the health unit, because there's a lot of places to swim in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just want people to look at these factors in advance and make their own assessment before they swim.
Okay, and Dr. Lee, do you have any other advice about swimming this summer and making sure people stay safe in the water?
Yeah, so this is a great time to also mention a few other things that I'm sure are on people's minds, but bear reminding. One is that activity in the water really is a great day to. Or a great way to spend a summer day and stay active and stay cool in hot weather as well. And so, as with a lot of things, there's benefits and risks or potential downsides as well. And certainly from a health perspective, that's the case for something like water and spending a fun day in and around the water. So even without algal blooms or bacteria or other pathogens or microbes that can affect even without algal blooms or bacteria, there are other things, there are other pathogens can affect health, and can be found in surface water, such as lakes and rivers. So it's important not to swallow the water, and especially for young kids, who are not necessarily the best swimmers, or aren't sort of adverse to putting stuff in their mouth, or things like recreational water, surface water, those things really should kids should be washed carefully and told not to swallow the water. Keeping in mind that the greatest risk to health from these things, there is a risk to sort of skin irritation, but the greatest risk that we're concerned about is really coming from if you swallow the water. And also keeping in mind that drownings can happen really quickly and even in shallow water. So of course, sort of watching kids for that reason as well is really important. And then it's always important to remind people about applying sunscreen. So using sunscreen, reapplying it often, especially if you're in the water and coming out of the water, drinking lots of sort of water, not from the lake, but water that you've brought, potable water that's safe for drinking and bacteria free. So those are things that are really important to keep hydrated as well while you're out and about. If you're on a boat, it's important to wear life jackets or other devices that ensure safety against drowning or other health risks in the water, and avoiding cannabis and alcohol as well is ideal because many of the boating injuries and incidents do have those substances involved.
And Sarah, Dr. Lee just kind of touched on a little bit about the importance of making sure your drinking water is from a safe source. Do you have any tips or advice to ensure that is the case when you're out in the sun this year?
Yeah, definitely. We know that some people do use surface water, lakes, rivers for the drinking water source, but because it is open to the environment, surface water is a lot riskier than groundwater, so it would require specialized treatment in order to make it potable. We highly recommend consulting a water specialist, a water treatment specialist, if your drinking water comes from a surface body of water, such as a river or a lake. You might want to find an alternate source as well, and especially when camping too, just to be aware that you want to make sure the water that you're drinking is potable to keep yourself healthy.
And just as a plug as well to mention that blue-green algae, some of the toxins are not destroyed by boiling. And so oftentimes people feel that boiling water is a way to get the water to be safe. Certainly for bacteria, that is the case. There are some other things in surface water, such as blue-green algae, that's not actually affected by boiling and sometimes may actually be worsened by boiling. And so if you have that as your water source at a cottage or when you're camping, especially, just keeping that in mind and then doing some research as to how best to prevent risk from something like that.
Okay, perfect. A very important note to end things on. Dr. Lee and Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. And of course, all the information, Health Unit will be on healthunit.org, and we'll have a link to the water testing site and report as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.